and a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Oh, he's ready.
Yeah, by Wednesday, he's up and at it.
Plus, he's sobered up, so that's something.
Spirit of the season. It is the 10th day of the 12th month, final month of 2025, 344 in, 3 weeks. Left to go, 21 days until the ball drops, and we live in the future. We have how many?
15 more shopping days till Christmas.
Now, they sound disproportionately perky about that whole situation.
I love it.
But, yeah, because he doesn't do the shopping. You know
it's
what I
a
mean?
Wake up Wednesday. And it's 17 days until the wedding.
Dum, dum, da-dum.
I mean, I don't want to be like radio guy, but spots are filling up quickly. So you may want to go ahead and RSVP. You can
it's
do that.
The biggest party of the year.
921HankFM.com right there. And then I'm done with my DJ spiel. Not that kind of DJ.
DJ Clue is not.
Oh, he's only just getting warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I emailed him a continued list. Just last night. Not of songs to play, just to use his DJ air horn. frequently
Can I
as possible.
Borrow that?
Today is otherwise known as the following, World Human Rights Day.
Amen.
So congratulations, humans.
Mm-hmm. You got it right.
It is World Digital Detox Day.
That means to put down your phone and live like it's the 80s.
Yeah. And it's National Logger Day.
Ooh, not, I do love lumberjacks.
Not that one. It's the kind that you pour.
Oh.
It's a beer.
Does it come with a flannel and a beer and a big truck?
You know, it's like a lager, but it's not, you know. Heck, I'm more of an IPA kind of guy.
Bruh.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm going to wear flip-flops when it's 20 degrees outside because that's just what I do.
You do you.
You bet on FanDuel yet? On this date in history, things happened. It was 1478, way back. The first teaching math book was printed.
Oh, see, it's Digital Detox Day. You can learn math from a book.
Yeah, I guess before that, I mean, it says the teaching book of math. So I guess before that, they just did it for fun.
Math.
It does. Thank you, Jimmy Buffett. 1906 on this date, President Teddy Roosevelt becomes the first person to be awarded the Nobel Prize. Nobel Peace Prize. He got the first one.
Wow, did it come with a teddy bear?
Now everybody wants one.
MAGA!
On this date in 1927, in country music history, they're celebrating their 100th year as an actual establishment, but it was 1927 on this date that the phrase Grand Ole Opry was uttered on air for the first time.
Ooh, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is actually a pretty interesting read. It was on the NBC Red Network's Music Appreciation Hour.
Oh.
And that night, Barn Dance followed the Appreciation Hour. And that was a night of classical music selections from the Grand Opera. And it was classical conductor Walter Damrosch. And that night, Damrosch remarked, "There is no place in the classics for realism." A slight to the next program. Well, then Opry radio presenter George Hay said the following. Probably like this. "Friends, the program, which just came to a close, was devoted to the classics. Dr. Damrosch told us there is no place in the classics for realism. However, from here on out for the next 3 hours, we will present nothing but realism. It will be down to earth for the, quote, earthy."
Oh, are we earthy?
KB and Heather Lee.
We're so granola.
Salt of it, kids. There you go. Country music. It's earthy.
Mm.
On this date in 1949, also in fun country music vernacular, Billboard launched a country and western records most played by folk disc jockeys chart. That's what it was called.
Folk disc jockeys?
Hey, I hit number one, Ma, on the country and western records most played by folk disc jockeys chart.
Mm.
So they shortened it, obviously, over the years. Although I wish we could be called folk disc jockeys because we're earthy. On this date, first issue of Playboy came out. On this date in 63, Donny Osmond made his singing debut.
Oh, he's so cute.
In 64, MLK gets the Nobel Peace Prize.
It's a thing.
In 2009, Obama gets the Nobel Peace Prize.
Everybody's got one.
MAGA!
And on this date, Bob Dylan accepts the Nobel Peace Prize!
Ah.
And that was for literature.
Oh, was that for the first math book published?
Yeah. Nobody knew. It would have been, but we lost him earlier this year, back in May. Happy birthday to the great Texan Johnny Rodriguez. We'll play some him coming up. Elsewhere, Wednesday birthdays give us Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow.
He plays the football.
He does. He's 29 today. Raven Simone is 40.
Cosby Kid. She was Olivia. I met her a long time ago. She's a sweet girl.
If that comes up in your life today, Hank fans, now you know. Meg White of the White Stripes, 51. Bobby Flay, somebody beat him, 61.
A man who can cook.
Kenneth Branagh is 65.
He's fancy, not folksy.
And then Lori Partridge of the Partridge Family. Susan Day is 73 today.
That girl can rock a tambourine.
And our buddy Bryant Bott, he's got a birthday today there in promotion.
Start your day by saying, hey.